Two traditional Lamar's Christmas time holiday celebrations that normally would have occurred this weekend will not happen this year due to the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The Christmas lighted parade and the Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland held at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds would normally kick off the holiday season. Both events usually draw thousands of visitors to the ice cream capital of the world. Joel Johnson has in the past served as the lighted parade's coordinator. He says next year he hopes that the parade will be bigger and better. The 5-state-operated Test Iowa sites will continue to offer drive-through screenings this winter, but not in the open parking lots. Governor Reynolds says that sites in Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Waterloo have already relocated to enclosed spaces test takers can still drive through.
The sites range from industrial buildings to a Windsor Lions bus facility and a former Sears Auto Center. The site in Council Bluffs has been the only one remaining without an enclosed building secured for winter operations until now.
Friday was the final day of testing for the Council Bluffs site at the Western Trails Historic Center. It will reopen at 8 a.m. on Monday in the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency facility in Council Bluffs.
As the seasons began to change, we knew it would be critical to maintain operations of the 5 drive-through sites located in some of our state's most populated areas throughout the winter months. But we recognize that adjustments would be necessary to accommodate the weather and protect Test Iowa staff as well as those being tested.
Last week, more than 19,000 Iowans were screened for the COVID virus during the 4 weekdays that the 5 Test Iowa sites were open. Reynolds says on the Monday before Thanksgiving, a record 6,703 test kits were collected at the 5 locations. The sites were closed on Thanksgiving Day. Salvation Army chapters across Iowa are asking for more help in staffing their Red Kettle sites as part of Christmas fundraising campaigns. Major Jeffrey Crowell of the Mason City Salvation Army says that the organization has implemented safety protocols at Kettle sites due to the pandemic.
We need folks to sign up, and I know a lot of people might be afraid because of COVID to go out and do that, but it's a very safe activity. You stay socially distanced, you're standing by the kettle, it's outside, everyone's wearing masks, so it is possible.
Other protocols include all kettle equipment being cleaned prior to use. Bell ringers are not having any physical contact with donations or individuals, and bell ringers will be provided a training video that shows how to safely perform their duties and engage with the public in a COVID environment. Crowell says that there are numerous locations and times to choose from, and you can easily sign up online at registertoring.com.
Register to Ring is a great system. Once you're signed up, it'll send you a reminder email. It'll keep you up to date. And it's just the easiest way to do it.
Crowell says he's taken a couple of turns manning a kettle site, and so far it's been a great experience.
I have, and the people are great. That's what I'm saying is the folks we've had out and the people we've worked with and come across at the various stores so far have been fantastic. That they give from their heart. They're a loving, giving people. We just need to have our spots filled, and that takes volunteers.
For those making donations, many kettle sites use Apple Pay and Google Pay technology in order to provide donors with an additional contactless form of donation. For more information about your local Salvation Army, head to salvationarmyusa.org. Livestock producers can expect to see increased prices for both cattle and hogs over the upcoming year, according to an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach agricultural economist. Lee Schultz says that after several quarters of expansion within the hog industry, we have begun to see signs of the hog numbers retreat, which should lead to slightly higher hog prices.
Sow numbers were lower compared to a year ago when we look back, comparing September 1. Farrowing intentions were expected to be lower, but also that was at much lower prices and price expectations back in September, as we've seen stronger prices now. And so I think that number is highly debated of, do we see larger slaughter numbers in 2021 than we did in 2020? Obviously, that'll have an impact on prices, but I think right now when you look at the futures market, there's, I think, some gaining optimism about the strength in demand, which should maybe kind of rule in 2021, hopefully. And prices are expected to be you know, similar to maybe what we've seen in 2019. So really recovering what we lost in 2020.
Schultz says despite the pandemic, pork exports continue to remain fairly strong.
Well, pork exports have been tremendous this year. When you look through early part of November, they're up 21%. And really, you have to point to China being a big contributor there. And I think, you know, expectations are that, you know, we will continue to see strength through the end of the year. You know, 2021, I think exports will probably be similar to what we've seen in 2020. And so not the year-over-year growth, but that's still very strong pork exports.
Schultz says the beef exports have also been good and look to remain strong heading into 2021. He says that what has benefited livestock producers during the COVID-19 pandemic are meat products were able to retain their value.
On the beef side of things, we've seen slightly larger exports compared to a year ago levels. But still, again, relatively large exports, and the value still remains there. And I think that's maybe what got lost somewhat during all these major disruptions is that these products still flow to the highest valued markets, and a lot of times they're export markets. And so that helped hold values where they were, and what prices could have been much lower in April, May, and June than what we've seen if we had lost our exports.
The Iowa State University ag economist says that problems encountered earlier in the year when meat processing plants were needing to shut down for a while due to large employee absenteeism as a result of the widespread outbreak of coronavirus now seem to be in better shape today.
I think the story is that demand held up relatively strong. That did help support both retail prices, wholesale prices, and live animal prices.
Schultz says throughout the time of the COVID-19 outbreak, demand for meat products has held strong. He says we saw a major shift from consumer demand at restaurants to increased consumer demand at the supermarket and grocery stores. He says we are starting to see a resumption of food service, which has also led to a higher demand for meat products. Schultz will also be featured on Wednesday for an online program sponsored by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach on a Pro Ag seminar series.